Lunch in Levensjö. The pickles were the best part, right from the jar, dripping a bit on the newspapers and leaflets strewn on the kitchen table. No need to use a fork, I said. My fingers fit inside, and I can pull one out for each of you. The vinegar made our lips sting, and both of them wanted more than one. But the sandwiches and spinach parcels, neatly wrapped in phyllo dough, were eaten only by us who had brought them from the deli. No, he said, I've had a snack already, and a snooze, sat here in front of the TV, after I'd done a morning's work in the studio. My David, he said more than once, as he stroked the polished features of his son carved into mammoth chunks of wood. His house was full of Davids, other carvings, drawings, mirrors, paintings, posters right up to the ceiling. Then David offered me an almond slice. You must, he said, eat this. It's the best thing the deli has to offer. And so it was. David and I ate everything. What more could we want? Before we left, still in the kitchen, his father stood up and held out his arms to me. And then again at the inner door, and again at the outer door, so full of art and appetites. A joy to me, he said, again and again. My son is a joy.